Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading user select gifts posts posted on r/incest subreddit. The title of this post, post number 18, one of two, is called BSFDMD on vacation at my parents and all the things happened. Interesting. Okay, so I just want to remind everyone that this actually happened last year. So I only say that because the first line is Happy Thanksgiving, and we just had Thanksgiving, so it's Thanksgiving last year, just FYI. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. I wrote this update this morning, but I wanted to add something I wrote on Wednesday morning. The comments on my last post definitely were a little too much for me to reply to the majority as I normally do. I do want to address a couple of things that are definitely persistent in several of them. I seem to have given many people the impression that my current mental health is hanging by a hair. I'm fine. Even at my worst, I've been stressed, yes, but by far not the most stressed I've ever been. Definitely not suicidal, as it was suggested in one comment and several messages. The idea that I was alone, distraught, and desperate in a hotel room somewhere did seem to concern some. The concern is appreciated, but I actually had a blast. I don't know if you guys remember, he went to a party. It was nice to just have the little vacation inside my vacation. I think I've overstated some concerns and focused too much on certain feelings, and it's given some folks a wrong impression. I don't feel like my relationship with my family is on the line. If I make the wrong move, it'll all go to shit. In my family, we're not people of conflict. And if I wanted to have a confrontation, we would all just have a, albeit awkward, cordial conversation about it. Not once in my life have I gotten an argument with my parents where we've cursed each other or been disrespectful in any way. Literally, not a single time. When I was 5, I got grounded for calling my sister stupid. So I'm by no means in danger. I just want to say I've never cursed at my parents either or gotten an argument like that. It's a respect thing. Or maybe. Some seem to be under the impression that my parents are openly acting villainous and threatening me, like everyone treated Kevin McAllister the night before the trip. I think Uncle Frank was more likely to be in a murderous incest cult than my parents. Please remember that whenever assessing the situation I'm in, I've only shared with you the bits and pieces that are relevant from each day. For every little whispered conversation that I walk into, there have been another 100 normal occurrences around them. On a day-to-day basis, I'm not constantly feeling alienated from my family. Sometimes they act weirdly, and I tell you about those times. But they do not exclusively act like that. LOL. Please stop suggesting I leave and never talk to my family again. I genuinely would rather suck my dad. Shit, I'd suck your dad to be able to have my family in my life. Other than this extremely bizarre episode, we have a pretty normal life. Both before I visited and now. LOL. My parents still act worried when I'm out later than when I said I'd be home. Mom still asks me to tell her with whom I'll be out and where. And both mom and dad are constantly making sure I've eaten. So again, other than the weird things I've described, they're acting extremely normal. And they did text me the night I went to the hotel, just to make sure I was safe. Keep in mind that what I tell you in these updates is a tiny fraction of 24 hours worth of interactions. Another message I keep getting is that my parents are lying to me and mocking me and counting the seconds until I leave in order to go do whatever they do. When I've expressed hurt feelings over the, quote, lied to, I don't refer to my parents. After all, whatever I'm doing with my sister is also not being disclosed to them, at least not by me, and that I know for sure at this time, not by my sister either. So even if they were doing family threesomes, I wouldn't hold it against them. My main concern was having my sister telling me one thing and doing another. I've come to new conclusions about that, which I'll share in the next update. Really, more than anything, it's been a frustration at seeing someone really weird happen around me and not knowing what it is. But I by no means feel like my relationship with everyone is frayed beyond repair, as someone suggested. Okay, now in terms of managing expectations, if you message me to tell me that I'm being a fool or not doing what you suggested, or a coward or a pussy, or to follow my parents, or to install cameras, or sweet Jesus, continue sending me Amazon links, I will not reply to you. And if you continue, I will block and report you. LOL. Also, telling me you're a, quote, real man, quote, end quote, or that I'm being a beta, and that, quote, that is not the way a masculine man should behave, end quote, is super impressive. Really makes me reconsider my life choices. Saying I'm a real man is exactly what real men do. Don't worry if the way I am will never get me any pussy, or is not how women like men to behave. Thankfully, in my life, I've been able to stumble my way onto way more pussy than a man with my wits deserves. So thanks for looking out for my dick. But I asked him, and he says he's fine. Hey, I'm generally very grateful that I have a very invested group of people to share these crazy bits of my life with. Regardless of how harsh some of the advice gets, I do understand most of you want everyone to come out on top here. The fact that you care enough about this weird dude that wants to poke his sister with his dick, to read long-ass updates, to take the time to leave comments, that's more than thoughtful, than hot. And to get frustrated because I'm not doing what's best for me really does mean a lot. It honestly does, because the truth is that you don't need to comment. You don't need to read. But you do, because one way or another, you care about what this ends up being. And maybe sometimes you jerk off to it. LOL. But at the same time, please understand that sharing this story can't end up being more frustrating than living it. Please trust the fact that after reading every single piece I'm comfortable doing at the time, what I'm capable of doing, or straight up what I think is best. So, that's it. Thanks again for all the support, empathy, and kindness that comes my way. There's also far more that's coming my way than the angry or weird or strangely sexist messages. LOL. Also, shout out to the one guy that sent a dick pic and said absolutely nothing else. What a fucking baller move. Now, do not send me any dick pics. Someone else already did it, so you'd just be unoriginal. And also, I'll report you to the sub and Reddit. Not only because I didn't want to see your dangler, but also because the guy that did it first won. So now the card's been used. Again, please do not send me any pictures of your penis. LOL. Actually, don't send me any pictures in general. Whatever you think, I'll think is cool. I already do. Trust your judgment. Okay. That's the note. Thanks. Please, let's give it up for the past me. I think he did fine. Delivery was kind of meh, but his heart was in it. Okay, let's get going with this post because this one's so long. It's been a lot the last couple of days. I'm breaking this post into two parts, so it's a little more digestible. I'll need to do a third part, so I'll be posting that as soon as I finish writing it. So I'm just going to pause here and just say that was a really nice way to address all the comments. I never read the comments, actually. I mean, for this, I don't want it to like spoil anything. So I don't read them. But I thought it was a nice way. And I love the humor about the unsolicited dick pic. That was funny. I never report those things. I just ignore them, but whatever. So, on with the post. Tuesday morning, I woke up expecting a massive hangover to arrive any time. So I treated myself to a nice breakfast and went out to a cafe to get some work done. Thankfully, it never did. In the afternoon, I returned to my hotel room to think about things. I couldn't help but feel a bit dramatic, having left the house. But the time away definitely helped. My parents live in a big house in the neighborhood, with the houses fairly spread apart from each other. There's lots of forested areas in between each property, so it can feel a bit like The Shining after spending a couple of days at home, especially being stressed. She texted me a couple of times that day, asking me if she could join me for lunch. Also not responding, she sent the last text saying, "I love you." I wasn't avoiding her. I genuinely did not check my phone. So as soon as I saw her message, I sent, "I got caught up with work today. I'll be home in a couple hours." Being myself, enjoying the hotel pool and bar allowed me to organize my thoughts, to think of what I would say when the conversation came, how I'd approach it. As you probably know by now, I'm an overthinking idiot. So my brain had a heyday coming up with all sorts of things to say and responses to the potential answers to her potential answers. During the day, I had an opportunity to have a long conversation with my incest best friend, user Zoe_throwaway. She is very wise. And after being asked for brutal honesty, she explained the main point a lot of you are making. And it's not that she said anything I didn't already know about myself, but it definitely helps when someone that has no stake in the game walks to you through a thinking process, allowing me to come up with my own conclusions, but helping me question them along the way. She helped me understand a few things. I think it's obvious to everyone here, including myself, that my main problem with the situation is a feeling of losing control. Once I let go of the need to know exactly what the explanation for the weird behavior was, I made myself vulnerable to being hurt, which is something I've been very much reluctant to do. However, in Zoe's words, if you don't trust somebody, then I don't know how you can be an open, loving sex partner. I cannot honestly convey how many wise things this girl threw at me, but let's just summarize it by saying I left the conversation feeling very much like I understood the general idea of what the right things to do were now. First, I definitely overreacted when I learned about the fact that my sister and mom were at a hotel. There's really no inherent reason to believe what she had assured me of was a lie. Sure, this was sus, but really, there are a million possible explanations as to why they were there. Even in your comments, there wasn't an overwhelming consensus. Second, I realized I'm not angry about this. I think the overall feeling was one more of frustration, not of knowing what was happening. Really, of not being in control. And that if the situation is to be solved, I need to be ready to accept whatever reality is about to happen. After all, they are still my family. So even if they were having sex, I'll have to find one way or another to cope with it. I wouldn't cut ties because of it. These two realizations really helped me feel a lot better about things. It really felt like I would find out if it was raining outside. It either is or isn't, but there isn't much that I can actually do about it. When I got home, both my parents and sister were acting normal as ever. My mom was curious about my evening and what I had been up to. I think they could tell I had left on Monday a bit upset. My mom kept telling me I'd been working too hard and stressing too much. Dinner happened and I had to work late. I locked myself in the office and didn't come out until around 12 or 1. My parents were in bed and my sister sat in the living room, on the floor, with the fireplace on. She had a glass of wine on the go. She asked me to join her and showed me She had an empty glass already. She was very interested in talking to me. She asked me what I had been up to in the last 24 hours, how work was going. There was a little voice in my head telling me to confront her about things, but conversations with her always have a way of capturing me. So it didn't take long before we were talking like normal. The conversation led us to start making out on the carpet. She was wearing athletic clothes. I started grinding and she started letting out silent moans. We stopped and agreed we couldn't risk staying in the living room, so we decided to move to my room. Damn, that little break. The cooling down made me feel a little insecure again. Just this impulse to want to get to the bottom of things. I promised myself I wouldn't say anything. So when we made it to my room, I told her I'd be okay with sleeping together for the night, if she wanted. She pointed out that her and Mom were working out together early in the morning the next day, so it was probably best to sleep in separate rooms. But almost as if she wanted to make up for it, this became her cue to go into comforting mode. We got ready for bed. She got naked and started rubbing my arms, my back, whispering sweet nothings, the works. LOL, as relaxing as that was, I now was more ready to nut than ever. But I was running on 4 hours of sleep for the previous 48 hours, so we decided to go to bed. I woke up the next morning before anyone else was up, by the time her and Mom headed out for a run. On Wednesday, my parents started getting ready, just like they had done on Monday, and announced to my sister that they were ready to leave. My sister told them she wouldn't be coming with them, that they could head out without her. I was in the kitchen, only listening to this interaction. My dad said, "Oh, you're not coming?" And my sister replied, "No, I'll stay home today. No school." There was a silence between them. Obviously, they were giving each other looks. And then they said goodbye to each other. I kept to myself most of the day. I was pretty distracted with work. The previous night had left me feeling that, as much as I recognize my obsession for control is bad, I would not be able to go on without talking about things. I just get too into my own head. So at least, I wouldn't do anything physical until we talked. My sister tried to come hang out a couple of times, but I was too busy. We ended up just hanging out in the same room, but not really interacting for most of the day. In the evening, she was in her room and called out for me. I came over to find a selection of dresses hanging on her closet door and a basket of underwear on her bed. She told me she would like to come to the Christmas party as my date. I said I would love that. It was for me to pick out her outfit for the evening. In the moments like these, I remember why I started to develop feelings for this girl. The dress I picked first was this very minimalistic-looking long black dress. Super classy, enough cleavage, not an inappropriate amount, but just at the edge of proper. The back was exposed, showing that beautiful dip she has running down her spine. We picked this beautiful necklace that sat perfectly on the uncovered part of her chest. The underwear, a very delicate lace pair of panties, no bra. As we looked at the different options, she would change in front of me, constantly getting naked along the way. Once our choices were picked, she took them off and put them on the side. At the end, she was completely naked. I was fully clothed, wearing dress pants and a dress shirt, as I normally do. She came closer and kissed me for a moment. I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her close, letting my hands eventually slide to her ass. After kissing for a moment, she came up to my ear and whispered, "If you're picking everything I'm wearing for the party, I think I should wear something only you know is there." I pointed out no one knew which panties she was wearing, and she replied saying, "Yes, but people will, at least, assume I'm wearing panties. I want you to know something no one else will." She went to her nightstand, opened her drawer and pulled out two butt plugs. Putting them both in my hands, she instructed me to make my pick. One had a pinkish jewel on it, and it was made out of stainless steel. The other one was made out of clear plastic. I held them both in my hand as she stood in front of me. As if it actually mattered, I couldn't pick one. I liked them both and said this to my sister. She responded with, quote, "Maybe I should try them on for you," end quote. Clearing her bed, she laid on her belly and slowly perked up her ass. Her asshole was slowly exposed. Her pussy was absolutely soaked. As if just being in this moment had her ready to go. "Try one on," she instructed. Getting down on my knees, I kissed her pussy a little, just to get a quick taste. Then made my way up to her asshole and licked around it. For a moment, while she let out tiny moans, she indicated some lube was on her nightstand. A tiny tube, not bigger than lip gloss. I put a dollop of lube right on the center of her asshole and spread it with my finger. We were good to go. The clear one was first. I rubbed it against her pussy and even let it go inside once, getting it completely wet, then slowly pushed it in. A tense moan came out as a reaction to it, letting go of the tension in her voice once it went all the way in. She asked me to give her an opinion. I said, "I think metal is classier for a more elegant event, but I do love being able to see a tiny bit inside of your asshole. It makes it look so inviting." She wiggled her ass for a moment and told me to go get the other one. Before taking it completely out, I grabbed the plug with two fingers and tugged it back and forth a little. Her hand quietly moved her pussy to rub her clit gently as I did it. When I took the plug out, her hand stayed rubbing her pussy. It was the metal's turn. Kissing her ass once more in preparation, I slid the plug in even slower than before. Her fingers wander into her pussy and gently go back and forth. "I think I like this one more. It's classier," I said confidently. "Okay, perfect," she said. "Okay, so this doesn't count as being sexual for two reasons. The first one is that I make the rules, so I say it isn't. And the second one is shut up." I had a titanic battle between penis and brain. Penis almost won, but sadly, brain endured. That son of a bitch. After making my decision, she said, "Oh my God, my pussy is really craving you. Can you please give her some love?" As she continued fingering herself with her ass in the air, I stayed strong and told her a stern, "No, you haven't earned it." She begged once or twice before I said, "In fact, your punishment will be to do it yourself." I grabbed a chair and pulled it to the end of the bed and sat down. "Play with your pussy for me." She giggled and turned around. "Oh, that's really bold of him." Propped up some pillows and started going, rubbing her fingers on one side of her labia, going up and circling her clit, then going back down on the other side, ending inside her pussy. She went into full performance mode. Her other hand would grab her breasts, slide up onto her neck, and end holding her hair up in a bun. After a moment, she would bring her hand down and play with the butt plug as she continued fingering herself and rubbing with her clit. I don't know where it came from, but I encouraged her by saying, "You're so good. You're such a good girl, baby sister." This was the very first time I ever called her that. In a moment like this, she started going at it even harder, using only two fingers. She pulled the butt plug out and brought it up to her face. She slowly put it into her mouth and brought it back down and back inside. At this point, She's rubbing her clit intensely, and it didn't take her much longer to come. She took a moment to breathe and composed herself, and I said, "Well done." When she got up, she left a massive wet spot on her bed, and I realized my pre-cum had made it all the way through my dress pants. Nothing ruins a moment like that more than having to take your pants off and rinse the cum off of them. I said we needed to get ready for my parents to come home, and she told me they wouldn't be coming home for the night. The day ended with a movie, Tropic Thunder, for the curious, and both of us sleeping in my bed naked. We set up the alarm for 6 a.m. in case my parents came home to the house for breakfast. Part 2 is next. Since this is the second half of 18, update 18, 2 of 2, I'll just continue reading. Yesterday, my parents came home around 11, only to grab their stuff and leave. They had a busy day ahead of them with the party. My sister and I got ready very gradually during the day. There was a lot of parading around naked. At some point, I poured myself a drink as my sister left the kitchen fully naked with a really nice little bush above her pussy. And by the time I finished my drink, she walked back with not a hair in sight. Awesome. Before she put her dress on, she made sure to call me in to put the butt plug in. I did, going down on her for a quick moment. We needed to be at the party around 5:30. We were supposed to stand with my parents and welcome all the guests. The party itself was all right. Food was good, music was good. There was some dancing that was good. Obviously, my sister and I had to keep some relative distance in public, so we did. I danced with someone's daughter, deliberately to make my sister a little jealous, which seemed to work, which was fun. I don't tend to have the upper hand a lot in this arrangement. I could see her looking over at me repeatedly, and I would smirk at her. Eventually, she came over and asked to borrow me for a moment, making it clear I'd be back in a second. She pulled me over to a corner and said, "I'm sorry to interrupt your magical moment with your beautiful date. I have something for you." And she placed something in my jacket pocket. When I looked at it, it was her panties. And they were completely soaked. I don't have to tell you how little I wanted to go back to the girl I was dancing with. I learned my lesson and relegated myself to the silver medal in this competition. I went back to the girl I was dancing with, only to take her back to her seat a few minutes later. I had gotten the message. Around 10 to 10:30, my sister disappeared. My parents were very much having fun and completely distracted. 15 or 20 minutes later, my sister comes to find me and pulls me over to the side. She shows me inside her purse, and she has a bunch of keys in it. I'm like, "Cool, what the fuck is this?" Very excited, she responds, "It's the keys to the building. I was able to sneak into Dad's office and get them. We can go to the roof and lock the door behind us." Oh my God, I have this like roof fantasy, oh my God. I left first and waited at the stairs. She joined me about 5 minutes later with a bottle, oh my God, I'm so excited, with a bottle of rye in her hand. We went up to the roof and took a padlock off from the inside of the door. On the outside, there was another loop to put the padlock on, so even if someone had the keys, they wouldn't be able to open it. The building is a medium-large industrial building with a flat concrete roof. The employees have set up a little pergola with patio furniture and a vegetable garden on it. It's quite nice. And the property is at the top of a hill, so it really has a nice view of the city lights. It was extremely romantic. The only thing missing were candles or some sort of mood lighting. But being completely honest, in the dark, it allowed us to feel a little more comfortable being affectionate. I sat down and she sat on my lap. We both took turns to sip from the bottle. Thankfully, we weren't drunk yet. We didn't have much chance to get more than one or two drinks earlier in the evening. We kissed and talked about nothing for a few minutes. Eventually, we stayed silent, looking at the city. She broke the silence, looking at me, saying, "I love you, like, a lot." The warmest feeling came over me. At that moment, all my concerns about wanting to get to the bottom of things, about wanting to, quote-unquote, maintain control, just went away. Not only did I believe she loves me, but I also was reminded I trust her. This is someone that has been with me during some of my life's toughest times and has always been a partner. There wasn't a reason anymore to doubt what she said. Not because she proved to be loyal and transparent for the last 2 months, but because she's done it her whole life. I kissed her and I told her I loved her too, and meant it absolutely. She asked me what I wanted to talk about before we had sex. Without needing to mention anything about my parents, I explained that initially I wanted both of us to acknowledge and accept the responsibility that comes with a relationship like this one. Of all the risks and stakes potentially getting caught, of taking the precautions to avoid by any accident. Quote, "I just want to feel like if we're moving in this next step, we're going to do it together. Being transparent of how we feel at all times and accepting everything that may come together. And that we both will choose to end things if our relationship is ever jeopardized, our bond as siblings and with our parents." It didn't last long, but this time it wasn't because she cut it short. It was because I was deciding to jump in with both feet and just let go of all things that have kept me from moving forward. So there wasn't much more that concerned me. We laid out how we were feeling and clarified that we're both aware that this will only last while I'm here. Once I go home, we won't pursue the relationship further. We can fall deeply in love if we want to, but like a high school summer romance, this will end once I leave. After the conversation, we just enjoyed being with each other in silence, taking turns to sip from the bottle. The tips of my fingers would go up and down her arm, her back, and her neck as we sat. Eventually, I pulled her in for a kiss. As ridiculous as it was, it actually felt very different to kiss her now. Almost as if we're experiencing the free trial version of the kisses, and now we had a chance and had access to all the premium features. As we kissed more and more, we started getting heated. It had been about a half hour or 40 minutes since we left the party. We had our phones handy in case my parents texted us, and we could still hear the music going on, so we were confident we had more time. She got up, grabbed one of the couch cushions, and put it on the floor in front of me. It took me a hot minute to realize what was about to happen, but she quickly clarified it was to put her hair up on a ponytail. She went on her knees and slowly started getting my pants open. My dick sprung up, more excited now than it has ever been before. It took almost all the willpower I had not to come as soon as her lips touched the head of it. I'm not sure if it was because of the liquor residue on her mouth, or if it was just because of how aroused I felt at the time, but as she sucked my dick, it began to tingle. While being careful not to ruin her makeup, she would shove my cock as far down her throat as physically possible, delivering on what she knows I absolutely love. She started getting pretty messy with the blowjob. I was a little concerned about our clothes, so I had to stop her. I get up to let her suck my dick a little bit more before I help her up and tell her to get on the couch. She kneels on the seat and leans against the backrest and slowly starts pulling her dress up. Even though I've seen these a million times, with every inch of her legs being exposed, my dick twitched a little. Eventually, her pussy peeked from under the dress and followed it, the shine from the butt plug. There was this 1 second break in my head that allowed me to fully appreciate the moment. Just how sexy, how fortunate, how valuable this moment was. I touch her pussy and rub her clit for a moment as she slowly sways her ass from left to right and back. Even being in the dark, her pussy was glistening with how wet she was. The music from the building is loud enough, so there's no limitation on the noise this time. She moaned as loud as she needed to when I let my index finger into her pussy, giving it a taste before doing it again. I got down on my knees and, enjoying that I have no makeup on to ruin, dive in, completely shoving my face deep and hard against her pussy. She's not making any efforts to be quiet. I ate her pussy until I had my fill. Even though I could have done it all night, there was something else I was getting anxious for. Normally, she'll talk to me quite a bit through these episodes of ours. This time, other than her moans, neither of us said anything to each other. It was like we were just stunned by the culminating of the crescendo from the last 2.5 months. Pulling back from her pussy, when she is as wet as she'll ever get, I clean my face and stand up. I step forward and she lowers her ass to match the height of my dick. Once again, I stop to appreciate the moment. And without having anything else to do, I thrust forward, letting my cock inside of her in one single move. We both went absolutely silent. I stopped once I reached the end. The warmth and tightness of her pussy makes it impossible not to twitch my dick inside her and go as hard as I can. We were both frozen, as if my soul was now returning to my body. My hands levitated her hips and got a secure hold of them. Quickly, I pulled out to the very tip of my cock, maintaining contact. The cool breeze made a huge contrast with her warmth that felt incredible, but I thrust back in. My eyes closed on their own as I experienced everything all over again. I pulled out. She only lets out tiny noises as this happens. In, the biggest grin starts creeping onto my face. Out, I rub her lower back with one of my hands. In, and I said, "I love you so much," with her replying, "I love you too, baby." Pulling out and taking a break for the last time. I returned back inside with much more strength, and speed started to build up. As I kept going in and out of my sister's pussy, let's take a moment to appreciate that sentence. My body temperature is like 109. I take off my jacket and start undoing my tie, and lastly my shirt, using only one hand, as if keeping this experience going depends completely on holding her tight. I reach out for her arms, pulling them back and eventually grabbing them by the wrist, like reins. I use them to support myself and thrust against her full power. Her pussy contracts around my dick. Laughing, she tells me she needs one hand to support herself and that we're sliding the cushion under her. So I let go of both her arms and focus on her waist and hips. The butt plug I had picked the night before was just staring straight at me. Using only 2 fingers, I pulled it out and brought it back without much ceremony. She screamed so loud it echoed in the parking lot. I thought I heard her and stopped, asking, "Oh my God, are you okay? I'm sorry." She said, no, do it again, please." As I went back to fucking her, I did it on and off for the next few minutes. Her pussy started contracting harder, and little by little her whole body started shaking like it has before. I knew she was going to come very soon. I focused on going in as deep and hard as I could, rather than going as fast as I was going. The shaking got worse and her moaning got deeper and more intense. 15 seconds later, she announced she was coming. She reached out her hands for me to hold on, like I did before, and continued going at it, slowing down my pace, eventually stopping on the deepest place I could reach in her. After a second of silence, her hand started to let go of mine, and color went back to her knuckles. She started giggling and telling me that she felt like crying. At this point, I wasn't concerned, but gave her some space to breathe. She stood up and we kissed for a moment before she slipped her dress down all the way. Being now completely naked, she laid down on the couch and said, "I started my birth control to prepare for this." Son of a bitch, I almost melted. An ultimate cherry on top. Christ. I slowly descended on her and kissed her neck and ears, not to mess up her makeup. Gently, my dick made its way back in. In the calmest, sweetest voice, she said, "I can't wait for you to come inside me. I've been looking forward to this for so long." "Yes, baby, come inside, please." Thrusting for about 4 minutes, I exploded inside her. I kept going for another minute until there was not a single drop more in me. Holding her tight, I rested there for a moment, inside her, incredible. This was the pinnacle euphoria in my life. Feeling entitled to say, "Look at my works, ye mighty," and despair. Coming back to reality slowly, we got up and got dressed. We fixed the cushions back and sat down, cuddling and going back to taking turns to sip in the rye in complete silence. We stayed there for about a half hour more before we decided it was getting too late to blend back into the party unnoticed. We were both completely exhausted. When we got back inside, we told our parents we were both pretty tipsy and we'd take a cab home, even though we were still sober. We felt like being drunk as a perfect excuse to leave the party. My parents had a hotel room for the night, so the house would be left alone for us. The cab ride was long enough for myself to get a little sleepy. The satisfaction and fulfillment from the last 3 hours of my life were unmatched. But, just like the best drunk night of one's life, it seemed like my sister was getting hit by some sort of hangover. On our way home, she appeared to be sad and stayed completely silent. It was clear something was bugging her. I figured she probably regretted what had just happened. Having sex with one's sibling doesn't feel like something you can't undo. And even though I did not regret a second of it, it is possible that she did. We got home, and as we went in, I told her I'd light up the fireplace, and she went to get a bottle of wine and glasses. When she came back, I opened the bottle and she simply sat down, but avoided looking at me directly. I took my jacket off, then my tie, and rolled up my sleeves. She undid my shirt halfway down and told me she liked me like that. We sat on the floor in front of the fireplace. The house was cold enough. Kissing and drinking, it still was clear that there was something upsetting her. "Listen, we need to talk." The sobriety of her tone absolutely conveyed the seriousness of the topic. And you could see it on her face, she continued. "There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while and haven't really known how to. At first, I didn't really feel like it was something you needed to know. But I'm developing much stronger feelings for you and I can't continue feeling like I'm lying to you. It's become taxing to have these really beautiful, intimate moments with you and then go back to life where I can't tell you about other things. And not only that, but deliberately having to lie to you at times." Her face started to get almost pale and her breathing got heavier. She took a moment, very noticeably, to think of what she would say next. Without looking away from the fire, she attempted to start a sentence after another, not really being able to get it out. "I think I know what you're going to tell me," I said, extending my hand to her. "I seriously doubt it," she responded, chuckling and rolling her eyes. "Whatever it is, you can tell me. I love you no matter what it is. I will continue to love you," I responded. She seemed skeptical of what I was saying. She stayed quiet, probably regretting having said anything in the first place. I added, "But also, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. It's okay. We're okay. Her only response was, no, I do have to tell you. It sounded like she was saying it to herself, but didn't say anything else after. I said, Mom and Dad and yourself have a secret. Is that what it's about? Without looking at me, she responded, yes. But for some weird reason, I was overtaken by this unusual peace. I didn't feel overwhelmed or anxious. It was almost as if my brain was automatically wanting to compensate for how uneasy my sister was. It's okay. I've noticed. I know you've seen me notice, but it's fine. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I reach out for her hand, but she pulls it back as if she was uncomfortable. No, I do want to tell you. I just don't know how, she replied, fidgeting with her fingers. It felt like somehow we needed to meet somewhere in the middle. Does this have to do with all of you going to bed super early, or how you disappeared from your room some nights, I asked. Whispering to herself, she said something that sounded like, I knew you noticed. But something to the effect, I continued. I think I have a general idea of what's going on. I'm going to just tell you. I know that you and Mom share sex toys. Her whole body jumped up in surprise and looked at me dead in the eyes, as if I had caught her in the act. At this point, her eyes started watering and her breathing got even harder. Once in a while, a tear would come out. My own breathing was off the charts and my heart was going to jump out of my chest. I did my best to keep a calm, loving tone. I mentioned I knew about the hotel as well. She tried answering but stopped herself. Me. Are you in danger? Are you being forced or pressured to do anything? She shook her head to say no. Me. Whatever is happening, is it something you're a willing participant of? Her. Yes. Me. Have you been sexually involved with Mom and Dad? Her. Yes. And there we leave it, folks. God, that was a really hot post. I'm only going to do one because it was a two-parter and it's already 47 minutes. So I guess my commentary is that first, that scene with her letting her brother pick out the secret that only he would know that was hot. Second, roof sex is a fantasy of mine, and so that was awesome. And third, I knew something was going on between his parents and her. And I knew that she couldn't share it because they probably didn't want him to know.